This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. Art appreciation is subjective, abstract art especially so. It's not surprising that varied reactions spewed forth upon the unveiling of the 2012 London Summer Olympic Games logo this week. The design, four jigsaw-type jagged pieces in pink, blue, green, and orange, not even remotely reminiscent of Olympic tradition, commissioned, by the way, at a cost of about $800,000, prompted an online petition of some 10,000 people begging for something different. The president of the International Olympic Committee called the design truly innovative, whereas the founder of London's Design Museum called the logo a puerile mess, an artistic flop, and a commercial scandal. We might have left response to the design as to each his own, until Epilepsy Action, a British health charity, filed complaints that people actually suffered epileptic seizures on viewing the animated version of the art. Even those who didn't get Warhol soup cans never claimed they triggered seizures. Back to the drawing board in London. As for the upcoming 2008 Beijing Summer Games, there are murmurings of a U.S. boycott to protest China's regular purchasing of Sudanese oil, as well as China's current policy of selling military aircraft and weapons to the Sudanese government. New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson suggested at one point during Sunday night's presidential debate among Democratic candidates that he would consider leading a U.S. boycott of the Beijing Games as a conduit to push China to put an end to Darfur atrocities. Private factions are approaching Olympic sponsors, suggesting they pressure Beijing to step up and influence a stop to the violence in Darfur as well. But the State Department has followed Richardson's remarks with a statement that a boycott is not a U.S. government plan in the works. 1980 wasn't that long ago. Let us remember that neither political nor human rights progress came out of Jimmy Carter's boycott of the Moscow Games. Hundreds of athletes were tragically denied the moments of glory they had worked so hard for and the lifetime of memories they deserved. Switching subjects now, I don't know about you, but I care about Alex Rodriguez cavorting with a blonde other than his wife about as much as I cared about President Clinton's Lewinsky deviance. I'm about as interested in Tom Brady's upcoming fatherhood to a baby with his former girlfriend while he's now involved with another woman as I'm interested in Paris Hilton's daily shenanigans. When it comes to the tabloid side of athletes' personal lives, I have no judgment. Let's get out to the field and play ball. But in Michael Vick's case, I am standing in judgment. And before he's proven guilty at that, Vick has allegedly run brutal dogfights on his rural Virginia property. There are allegedly some 30 dog carcasses, bones of animals forced to fight to the death, buried on the property. There are allegedly disturbing pieces of dogfighting evidence, such as scraps of bloody carpeting and blood-spattered rooms on the property. There are allegedly witnesses waiting in the wings to be granted immunity from their own prosecution, who will state that they were present with Vick at some of the unconscionably inhumane fights. It's not fair, perhaps. It's a case that may not prove to have legal legs. But for me, all the allegedlies have added up. I used to be a big fan of the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. He could put on a show out of the backfield. Now, I'll never tune in to watch Michael Vick again. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.